Hello.
Hello. Hi. Is this Dr.
Hi,
Kamash?
is this? He's right here. Sorry we're late. We had another
Oh, no problem.
Zoom meeting right before this, so our apologies, but he's right here.
Hello.
Hi, Doctor. How are you doing today?
I am well. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Okay, so I think this is the first time we're speaking to each other. I am Andrea Elwin from the Business 360
I'm sorry,
team.
my reception isn't so good. Could you repeat that?
First time we are speaking to each other. Am I clear to you?
I don't even, I'm not sure if you're on a speakerphone or if it's my phone that's the issue, but
Okay,
you're.
give me a second. I'll fix it. I'll see what I can do. Hello?
Yes. Oh, now that's very clear.
Okay, perfect. I think it was my laptop microphone. Something was wrong.
Okay, great. Now I yes, you're coming across very clearly now.
Okay, perfect. So I think this is the first time we are talking to each other, Doctor. Let me introduce myself. I'm Andrea Alvin from the Videos 360 team.
Okay, good.
Okay, so before we start anything, let me brief you as to what Videos 360 is. Videos 360 is the video marketing arm of Echo Marketing. Basically, we work on improving the video marketing side of your website. This is done mainly by creating videos for your website and embedding them on the relevant procedure pages and everywhere else on your website. So by saying video marketing, what I mean is, you must have noticed even now, if you search something on Google, what gets listed right on top of your search results also are any videos related to what you searched for. So, say that you are, if I take a very basic example, if you're searching how to make bread, you will first see, or even on top of the search results, you will see any YouTube videos, any other videos related to how to make it, how do you make bread. So after that, only the search results are getting listed. So that is exactly what we are planning on doing for you and your site by embedding videos to the site so that anybody in your area looking for a dental practice will search for this. If somebody is searching for a dentistry in your area, they will see any of the videos embedded on your website and will see the contact details and will get to know you because the voiceover of those videos will be yours. This will also help to improve the familiarity, keeping in line with the Cialdini six principles. So, yes, that is basically what I mean by
Okay.
improving video marketing site. Website.
Okay,
So,
good.
okay. So, I have sent you a list of topics. Were you able to go through them?
No, my wife told me about this. Was it in?
I sent it along with the meeting invitation, the meeting today, so it should be in the same email. That's all right. I will just explain to you how the recording will take place.
Okay.
So, I would the length of a video nugget we plan on creating is a maximum of 2 to 3 minutes because research shows that nobody is interested on watching a video which is longer than 3 minutes. They tend to close it down halfway. So we don't want that happening for our videos. So I don't want you to explain these topics in great detail. But still, when you're explaining something, 2 minutes is a very long time. So you can just pick a few topics and start speaking to me about that. Say, now the first out of the list of the topics that I sent to you, the first topic is porcelain veneers. So you can start explaining it to me as in the same way how you would explain it to a patient of yours, somebody who doesn't know anything about veneers. So less medical terms, more common language, so that anybody who is watching the video can understand easily. So to do this, you can straight away start off by saying what is exactly porcelain veneers, and then move on to what are the types of problems does veneers fix, and how long the treatment takes, who is an ideal candidate, etc. So that's how each topic is going to be addressed. And if you're worried about speaking about these topics, thinking that you, what if you make a mistake, you don't have to worry about that, because I can edit things out. So feel free to take as many pauses you want, even the ums and ahs in between. You don't have to worry about that. We can edit things out. Only thing is, if you make a mistake in the middle of a sentence, I would want you to take that particular sentence from the top so that I can take off the part you made the error completely. Yes, am I speaking too fast, Rayma? You're not asking any questions.
I am getting what you're saying. So you're able to edit what I'm saying.
Yes.
So if I, you know, misspeak or something like that, you'll be able to kind of clean up any issue like that. Excellent.
Yes, that's right. So for these videos, the voiceover obviously will be recorded right now. It'll be your voiceover, but in the background, it'll be a graphical video. We will be using stock images to create the video. But if you want real images to be used, you can share the images of you actually doing these procedures in your practice with us, so we can use the same for the videos.
Okay. So now, like if I happen to explain something and my explanation runs longer than the ideal time, you can certainly edit
it
down.
Yes, don't worry about that at all. You don't have to exactly time it. So
okay.
We will do the relevant edits and take it accordingly. Okay,
perfect.
So then shall we start?
I think we should start.
Okay, the first topic is, as I said, it's porcelain veneers. You can start off by explaining what are porcelain veneers and what types of problems does veneers fix, etc. You can just continue to speak. I will be on mute so that there are no disturbances from my end.
Okay, and I'm ready to start.
Yes. Oh, I think I missed one more point.
Okay.
I'm really sorry about that. Just try to add in, slowly sneak in the name of your practice and your name within your explanation, because unlike for SEO, Google algorithm picks the keywords even if it's in audio form for when it comes to video marketing. So just try to mention the name of your practice and your name wherever you can.
So do I say, hi, I'm Dr. Edward Camacho from here, or...
Yes, that'll be great.
In a manner like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, you can start.
Okay, hello. I'm Dr. Edward Camacho from Cosmetic Dentistry of San Antonio, and want to give you some information about exactly what porcelain veneers are. Porcelain veneers are artificial covers to replace enamel off of the front of the teeth. They can replace broken enamel, or they can be placed directly over teeth to correct problems like spaces or gaps between teeth. They're capable of aligning and straightening misaligned teeth. They are capable of brightening up the color of teeth. They're very capable at building a smile that enables a patient to have a very, very confident look in their smile with regards to color, shape, symmetry, and otherwise just a beautiful smile. Would you like me to keep talking?
Yes, generally, how long is the treatment, the length of the treatment procedure? If somebody's coming to get veneers done, how long does it take and who is an ideal candidate?
Okay. Veneers typically take 3 visits, okay? I always include as one of my visits for a patient something that I call a try-in, so that when the veneers are ordered and they are returned from the dental lab, you get a preview of what they will look like on your teeth, in your smile, so that both you and I, so the patient and I, can be certain of the color, the shape, the size. Everything about the veneer has to be right on target. If there is any need for correction, I send them back into the laboratory for alterations so that on the third visit, they are right exactly what the patient is anticipating. They are exactly what I am requesting, and it just makes for a much more successful result. The typical patient who is a candidate for veneers has relatively straight teeth. I can't really make teeth that are dramatically out of alignment straight with veneers. Sometimes we have to undergo some orthodontic treatment in order to put us into the condition where we can actually successfully do veneers and have the patient be successful with them and have them last as long as they're capable of lasting. Typical length of our lifespan of a veneer for a patient is 10 to 15 years. I certainly have veneers on patients that are exceeding 20 years. If they are well taken care of, they're very capable of doing that for a patient. I forgot what your next question was. You wanted me to include something else. I talked about ideal patient and
ideal candidate, but I think you covered it all, right?
Okay, yes. Okay. I can say one other thing about veneers.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
I have what I consider my four keys to a very beautiful smile, and I'm typically able to accomplish this with veneers. With a beautiful smile has, number one, a good alignment across the front. Number two, the biting edges of the teeth are parallel with the eyes. Number three, there's a uniform color of the teeth. And number four, there's balance or symmetry in the smile, meaning the two front teeth are basically mirror images of each other. The next two teeth are mirror images of each other. Everything on the right side needs to look like everything on the left side. Many, many patients don't really have symmetry in their smile, and they're not sure what they don't like about their smile. With veneers, I can create these things. I can put in those four keys, and it turns out to a very, very successful result by approaching things in this fashion. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So the next topic is Invisalign.
Introduce myself in practice and then say what Invisalign can do. Okay.
Yes. So you can start off by saying what is Invisalign, and then maybe discuss the benefits of Invisalign versus the traditional metal braces, and what are the problems which are solved by Invisalign.
Okay. All right. Hello, I'm Dr. Edward Camacho of Cosmetic Dentistry of San Antonio, and want to visit with you today and give you some information about Invisalign. Invisalign is a new technology, a new improvement on the technology of straightening teeth. It utilizes a series of clear trays to gently apply pressure to teeth to move teeth into their ideal straight alignment and get the teeth fitting together in the design that they're supposed to fit together so that they work properly and don't otherwise wear out before a person's lifetime, because our teeth are designed to last a lifetime. So with Invisalign, they are capable, I would say 85% of the time, of doing exactly what traditional braces can do. There are a few instances where traditional braces might be needed, but again, I would say 85% of individuals who want to get their teeth straightened are a candidate for using Invisalign. Biggest benefits of Invisalign over traditional braces is, number one, comfort. Number two, you're able to remove them to have a meal, so there's no restrictions on what you can or can't eat, since there's nothing in the way to impede your enjoying your food. Number three, I typically don't need to have as frequent visits into the office for an Invisalign patient compared to a traditional fixed bracket patient. Someone in traditional braces I need to see every 4 weeks or monthly at least, and typical treatment time or treatment visit for an Invisalign patient is at 8 week intervals, and sometimes I have patients who travel from out of town. They sometimes are on 10 to 12 week intervals. So there's definitely less visits into the office. Also, there's certainly less emergency visits. Traditional braces frequently will have a bracket coming loose or a wire poking the cheek or something of that nature. We just don't have those issues with Invisalign. As far as what problems Invisalign can correct, again, 85% of biting problems or misaligned teeth problems can be corrected with Invisalign. I have used Invisalign to straighten crooked teeth. I've used it to straighten teeth that have spaces or gaps between them. I am capable of using Invisalign in situations where sometimes teeth need to be removed in order to complete the straightening process. And just like fixed traditional braces, I can treat an extraction case also with Invisalign. Very, very versatile, very comfortable, certainly very easy. And part of my treatment of utilizing Invisalign with regards to benefit, it does include a teeth whitening process at the same time, so that teeth not only get straighter, they also get whiter when we are completed.
Okay, perfect. So the next topic is about dental crowns. What is the dental crown, and what are the instances that someone would need a crown, and how does the procedure work? You can start.
Hello, my name is Dr. Edward Camacho of Cosmetic Dentistry of San Antonio, and want to visit with you today about just what exactly a dental crown is. So our teeth naturally have an outer protective layer over them of enamel, okay? Strongest substance in the body, ideally designed to last a lifetime. Unfortunately, the enamel on our teeth can be damaged. And depending on how much damage has occurred to the enamel, we sometimes need to use a crown to repair it. A crown basically is an artificial replacement for the natural protective layer over our teeth of enamel. So if you can think with a cover or a cap over a tooth of enamel, you remove the damaged cap and you are replacing it with a brand new outer layer. So a crown can repair a tooth that has a corner missing. It can repair a tooth that may have broken off. Sometimes people have the misfortune of having a fall and they will break off one or more of their upper front teeth. A crown can rebuild that back to its original size and shape. Crowns protect teeth that have endured additional damage and might have needed a root canal treatment. So a crown, again, is a protective cover that will totally rebuild and protect that tooth. So crowns have not only the function and purpose to rebuild and strengthen teeth when we're dealing, and particularly ideal with front teeth and making nice looking and beautiful smiles, crowns also have the capability of rebuilding the front teeth and rebuilding a smile, not only for strength, but also for beauty and cosmetic purposes.
Okay, so the next topic is full mouth reconstruction. What is a full mouth reconstruction and when is it recommended? Who's an ideal candidate? You can start.
Okay. Hello, this is Dr. Edward Camacho of Cosmetic Dentistry of San Antonio, and wanna give you some information about just exactly what full mouth reconstruction can mean or what it can do for you. Unfortunately, there are times when a patient's condition with their teeth has deteriorated to a point where it truly needs completely rebuilding every single tooth in the mouth. Now, that could be a situation where someone has in fact already lost all of their teeth. And while conventional dentures can be a solution, a better solution that would fall under the category of full mouth reconstruction would be implant supported dentures. So these would be a set of teeth, a complete set of teeth on the upper and lower jaw, where implants are used to secure this set of teeth in a fashion that is not removable and totally rebuilds the biting and functioning area of the teeth. It rebuilds the smile. It restores facial appearance back to normal. And it does it in a manner that is long-lasting. A set of implant-supported dentures has a 35-year lifespan to it, so it's certainly a lifetime solution to a problem that, unfortunately, denture patients sometimes find themselves in. Now, full-mouth reconstruction can also mean rebuilding teeth that are severely worn down. There are individuals who have either consumed a lot of acidic foods in the past, or they grind their teeth down significantly and they've worn their teeth down well past a safe level. So a full mouth reconstruction actually puts a crown over every single tooth and rebuilds the bite. It restores function. It restores comfort, and it also cosmetically restores a very, very nice looking smile.
Okay. Next is teeth in a day. What is teeth in a day, and what can somebody visiting your practice can expect?
Okay. Well, I kind of touched that on the earlier one, but I'll do it as a separate subject. Okay. Here we go. Hello, I'm Dr. Edward Camacho, and I am from Cosmetic Dentistry of San Antonio, and I offer a service called Teeth in a Day. So what is Teeth in a Day? Teeth in a Day is a procedure whereby, I need to pause for a second because I have a printer going off. Is that going off that you can hear?
Well, I can't hear it, but it might get captured from your end.
That's fine. It's done. So, Teeth in a Day is a process, a procedure where hopeless teeth that have gone way too far beyond the potential for saving need to be removed, and a full set of teeth are put in the same day. Okay. The procedure involves removing the now hopeless teeth, putting in at least four implants, and building on top of those implants, which are now embedded into solid bone, a set of denture teeth are now built on top of those implants. They are screwed into place or bolted into place so that it is not removable. So it's a lengthy procedure. It's a project and typically will require 7 to 8 months total time. But during this entire time, a patient has teeth that they can function with and be out in public with and never be without teeth. So it's a process where, again, the teeth are removed. A set of teeth is built the very same day. This is used for a four-month period of time, typically a four-month period of time, to enable the implants that have been placed an opportunity to fuse to the bone. During this healing phase, a patient is on a slightly modified diet. The guideline on the diet restriction is, if it's soft enough to cut with a fork, it's okay to have. If you have to take a knife to it, like a steak, you would need to hold off on that and hold off from having a steak, for example, until we get the finalized set of teeth to you. So after the 4 month healing time, then we take you through the process of designing up and creating the permanent set, which is going to be made out of materials that are much more durable, actually have more teeth on it, and provide a restoration of back to 90% of chewing power that an individual has if they were to have a full complement of natural teeth. It's a very, very effective way of restoring a mouth that has otherwise gotten to the point where the patient can't eat, they can't go out and smile, they're not able to participate in life because of the condition of their teeth. It does restore total function and comfort back to individuals who have gotten to that point.
Great. So the next topic is teeth whitening. Maybe you can start by explaining what actually causes discolored teeth, and then explain what are the treatment options available in your practice and what are the benefits.
Excellent. Hello, my name is Dr. Edward Camacho of Cosmetic Dentistry of San Antonio, and I want to provide you with some information today about teeth whitening. So first of all, what causes discoloration of teeth? Our teeth have an outer layer of enamel on them that is porous, meaning it's got openings, pores, like our skin has pores. So what we eat and what we drink can over time embed into those pores and discolor teeth. So things like coffee, tea, red wine, even color pigments in our food over a person's lifetime is very gradually going to embed into these pores and cause the teeth to darken or yellow over an individual's lifetime. So what can be done about that? Teeth whitening is a solution. There's a number of methods of doing this. Some are very, very simple. Some of them are a little more involved. But we utilize, I'm going to back up for a second. So depending on where someone is in life, at what age, will have an effect on what sort of teeth whitening process or procedure to use. a very, very young patient, late teens, early 20s, who hasn't had decades of coffee and iced tea and red wine drinking and otherwise just consuming of foods, their teeth can whiten brilliantly with very, very simple techniques. Custom fitted trays with some bleaching gel or one time in office. I'm going to scratch that. Scratch the one time in office. So custom trays with bleaching gel can, at home over a period of a week or two, give a younger patient dramatic results. Okay, the stains lift out very, very simply. Now, for older patients, someone who's had a little more time to be around and otherwise use their teeth, they're going to require a little bit more help on getting this handled. And we use a whitening procedure called CORE, K-O-R, CORE Whitening System. It is a very, very precise, in fact, it is the most effective whitening system that I have encountered over my 40 years of experience to be the one that gives me the best results. Even individuals who have had the misfortune of being prescribed tetracycline, it's a certain antibiotic that gets embedded in the teeth while the teeth are developing, and it causes a very gray color of the teeth. Even someone who's had that sort of a internal staling of the teeth, I can correct with core whitening. Now, what makes core whitening procedure different from all others is it's a multi-phase treatment. There is a phase where a patient is using custom trays to do some bleaching at home. This begins the whitening process, but most importantly, what it does is it soaks into the tooth and starts to break the deep-seated staining bonds that are deeply stained inside of the tooth. It starts to break those stains up. It's like pre-soaking your clothes before you throw it into the washer. So after a couple of weeks of the at-home treatment, then we follow that up with an in-office treatment. And now that those stains, those deep-seated stains, have been loosened with the in-office system that we use, it totally lifts those deep-seated stains out for maximum and dazzling results. The core whitening system is certainly the most ideal way for, again, someone who's beyond their early 20s to get the best results. Okay, good.
Okay. The next topic is dentures. What is a denture? And what are the types of dentures you do in your practice? Do you do partials or full? And what are the benefits and how long does it take?
Hello, my name is Dr. Edward Camacho of Cosmetic Dentistry of San Antonio. And one of the procedures that I offer to patients is complete conventional dentures. Now, dentures have been around for a very, very long time. There's multiple systems on how to make dentures. I utilize what I think is the most advanced technology in the making of dentures. I use a digital denture procedure that is formulated by the Avadent Corporation. They have perfected a method of making dentures that is stronger and better fitting than any of the other systems that I have previously attempted to use. Dentures are a replacement for an individual who's lost all their teeth. Someone who's lost all their teeth or whose teeth are so badly damaged that they can't be repaired and otherwise need to have them removed need to now have and utilize dentures to be able to consume and chew food properly in order to get the nutrition out of them. So the Avodent digital denture system, again, has advantages over conventional dentures. The impression taking or the record taking process goes through a digital record making system. And the advantage of that is not only does it provide a more accurately fitting denture, but if out into the future a denture is lost or something happens to it, it just sometimes occur, a denture breaks that is not repairable and it gets broken beyond repair. Making another denture simply involves a phone call, and because the records are restored digitally, they can make a duplicate of exactly that denture without having to come in again and take new impressions and go through all of this fitting process. It is just a matter of pushing a button to get a duplicate made. It is a wonderful benefit to being able to have the records stored in this digital fashion so that it makes any sort of future need for a replacement denture very, very convenient. What else can I say about dentures? Dentures can be made to be extremely aesthetic, very comfortable, very well-fitting, and very, very functional. And I think the Avodent system is the most ideal system to use. I also offer in my office partial dentures. I utilize two types. There is what is commonly seen as a conventional partial that has a metal framework, but I do offer a very comfortable, flexible material called a Valplast denture that is one of the more comfortable style of making partial dentures.
Perfect. So we have reached our last topic. It's about dental implants. What is a dental implant and what are the problems it solves? How does the procedure work and how long does it take?
Now, when I'm answering the question, how long does it take? What are the steps involved to it? How long does it take to get one?
Yes. How long does it take to get an implant?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello. Okay. Good. Hello. My name is Dr. Edward Camacho of Cosmetic Dentistry of San Antonio, and today I want to give you some information about dental implants. What are dental implants? A dental implant is basically an artificial root. Our natural teeth have roots that are embedded in bone, and that provides support for the part of the tooth that sticks out above the gum line, and that's the part that we use for chewing. But without a foundation supporting it, chewing can't take place. So a dental implant is an artificial root that does the same function as our natural roots do. Now, on top of this artificial root, we can build an individual crown, just like we can build a crown on a natural tooth to replace a missing tooth. Now, the steps involved, or what's involved in getting an implant. If someone has already lost a tooth, let's say someone has lost a lower molar tooth and they never got around to replace it and now want it to replace. If there's plenty of solid remaining bone, then it's a matter of taking a 3D x-ray to ensure what the shape and size of available bone is, that there's plenty of room to place an implant. From that taking of the 3D x-ray, we design up exactly where the implant can be placed and we schedule the surgical placement. The surgical placement itself is practically easier than getting a simple filling on a tooth. In fact, it needs less numbing in order to place the implant than I would typically use to clean out a cavity and do a filling on a tooth. So the implant surgery itself takes approximately 15 to 20 minutes. It's very simple. Patient leaves with little to no discomfort. It's very rare that someone would need to take Tylenol or Motrin after the placement of a dental implant. Once the implant is placed, it needs to have an opportunity to fuse to the bone. This generally takes place over a 3 to 4 month period of time, a little bit longer on the upper jaw because the bone is softer. After the bone has fused to the implants, the next step is to capture an impression that records just exactly where that implant is in relation to all of your other teeth. And with that information in the dental laboratory, they can now fabricate an artificial tooth that will go on top of the implant. It takes them about 4 weeks to make that. The patient comes back and the artificial tooth is attached to the implant. That's, again, a very short appointment, 30 to 40 minutes. And we now have a tooth that has, of all dental procedures available, has the opportunity to last a lifetime. It is the longest lasting procedure that we can do. Now, sometimes another situation, someone has an accident, they break a front tooth and it shatters the root and we can't build on this root again. So now the procedure in this situation, particularly if it's a front tooth, that broken tooth needs to be removed. That leaves a hollow area in the bone where the damaged root used to be. That hollow area gets filled in with bone grafting material. These are bone particles that fill up this hollow area to create a solid foundation for a future implant. Okay? That bone graft needs to typically be allowed 4 months to heal before we can place an implant. During this time, if it's a front tooth, we will make a replacement tooth that fits in the mouth. This is usually removable, that gives the opportunity to restore the smile. So while things are healing, we are not running around with a missing front tooth. After 4 months, now we pick up where the earlier scenario was, where the bone is now healed. We take our three-dimensional x-ray, design up where the implant can be placed. The implant surgery places the implant at another appointment. Now, typically in the front part of the mouth, when I put an implant in place, I will be able to make a temporary tooth on that implant, okay? But the patient has to be aware of and be very, very careful that this is mainly for looks. So you're not going to use it to be tearing into any kind of food. You're going to cut food up with a fork and a knife and chew with the back teeth. You're going to keep very, very careful and light pressure on this front temporary tooth while the implant is fusing to the bone. After the 4 months, we can capture our impression and order our permanent crown, which again, 4 weeks later, it goes into place. And now we have the smile restored again with a lifelong lasting replacement.
Perfect. Okay, that brings us to the end of our topics. So what we recorded right now are procedure-related videos, Doctor. For your current Equa package, you're eligible for 4 videos as such for a year. So your first video will be given to you within 7 to 8 working days of this recording, and then the rest will follow once per quarter. But apart from these videos, with Videos 360, you can create any other video request you may have, which can be a welcome video or an office tour video, or say a specialist has joined your practice and you want to do a welcome video for the specialist, or maybe a new year promotional video, some things like that. So just let us know if you have any other video requirement. Those things doesn't have a limit attached to it. You can get as many videos as you want, all within your package.
Excellent.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help today.
Thank
I
you
really
so
appreciate
much.
This.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining me today, Doctor. Have a great day.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.